Radio News Corps reports.
On November 2, 2005, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights extended precautionary measures for the men being held indefinitely at Guantanamo Bay by the U.S. government.
Attorneys from the International Human Rights Clinic at American University's Washington College of Law and the Center for Constitutional Rights had a hearing before the commission on October 20th.
As the Center for Constitutional Rights explains on its report on this matter, the principal function of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights is to promote the observance and protection of human rights in and by member states of the Organization of American States, including the United States.
The commission's measures included requests
that the U.S. government ensure that detainees at Guantanamo are not transferred to countries where there are substantial grounds for believing they would be in danger of being subjected to torture or other mistreatment.
That the U.S., in accordance with international law, not permit any statement obtained under torture to be used in a legal proceeding.
That the government investigate and prosecute instances of abuse and torture, which does not mean letting the Department of Defense continue to investigate itself, and
to have the legal status of the Guantanamo detainees determined by a competent tribunal, which has not been adequately addressed by the military tribunals or the habeas corpus proceedings to date.
Maria La Hood, staff attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, said, "As a member of the Organization of American States, the United States must heed the Inter-American Commission's urgent requests to prevent more irreparable harm to the Guantanamo detainees. Instead, the government has refused further participation in the proceedings, demonstrating its lack of respect for the rule of law, human rights, and the international community."
Professor Rick Wilson of American University Washington College of Law stated, "The detailed analysis and recommendations convey the Commission's growing sense of urgent concern for the safety of detainees at Guantanamo. It is the most significant step taken by the Commission to protect the detainees since its initial request to the U.S. government in March of 2002, nearly 4 years ago. To date, the U.S. government has blatantly ignored the urgent recommendations by this international body of experts in human rights."
The Inter-American Commission requested that the U.S. take the measures necessary to ensure that any detainees who may face a risk of torture or other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment if transferred, removed, or expelled from Guantanamo Bay are provided an adequate, individualized examination of their circumstances through a fair and transparent process before a competent, independent, and impartial decision-maker.
Where there are substantial grounds for believing that he or she would be in danger of being subjected to torture or other mistreatment, the state should ensure that the detainee is not transferred or removed and the diplomatic assurances are not used to circumvent the state's non-refoulement obligation.
The commission found that at least some of the detainees at Guantanamo face real risks of torture and other mistreatment if removed or transferred to other governments.
Further, the information presented indicates that although the United States government may request assurances from the receiving state, it has no method of enforcing or monitoring compliance with these assurances once the detainee is removed.
The commission also requested that the government ensure respect for the prohibition against the use in any legal proceeding of statements obtained through torture, except against a person accused of torture as evidence that the statement was made.
Concerning the issues of proper investigation of torture and abuse, the commission reiterated its request that the government investigate and prosecute instances of torture and other mistreatment of Guantanamo detainees, expressing its concern that instances of abuse and other inhumane treatment may be continuing at Guantanamo, and that these instances may include the denial of proper medical treatment to detainees who have participated in hunger strikes, as well as methods of interrogation directed at the religious affiliations of certain detainees.
The commission expressed its concern that all of the investigations of abuse at Guantanamo have been undertaken internally by the Department of Defense, the very institution alleged to be responsible for the abuse, which may call into question the impartiality of the measures taken.
Regarding fair hearings and access to counsel, the commission found that the government has not complied with its request to have the legal status of the Guantanamo detainees determined by a competent tribunal, so reiterated that request.
The commission further found that notwithstanding the Supreme Court's pronouncement in Rasul v. Bush, the information before the commission indicates that over 1 year since the decision, nearly half of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay have not been given effective access to counsel or otherwise provided with a fair opportunity to pursue a habeas corpus proceeding in accordance with the Supreme Court's ruling, despite the fact that the purpose of habeas is intended to be a timely remedy aimed at guaranteeing personal liberty and humane treatment.
The commission also found that its concerns have similarly not been adequately addressed by the combatant status review tribunals and the administrative review boards.
With respect to the matter of jurisdiction, the Commission rejected the government's argument that non-exhaustion of domestic remedies per se deprives the Commission of jurisdiction to grant or maintain precautionary measures, and it expressed its hope that the government would reconsider its decision to defer further formal participation until domestic remedies have been exhausted.
Regarding juveniles, the Commission also reiterated its request that the government provide information regarding allegations that juveniles who arrived at Guantanamo before the age of 18 continue to be held there.
For further information on civil liberties and anti-terror policies, you may visit Equipo NISCOR's specialized webpage on State of Exception.
This information has been provided by the Center for Constitutional Rights.
It has been produced by Radio NISCOR with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School, and edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on November 8, 2005.
You've been listening to Radio NISCOR. Thank you.